Bringing Wealth to the Classroom, the podcast is supported by the US Embassy in Bratislava. From the Slovak Spectator, this is Bringing Wealth to the Classroom, seemingly unrelated stories that have shaped and continue to change the world for the better. I'm your host, Peter Dlhopoulos. Hundreds of information hit us every day. It comes from newspapers, radio, TV, and the social media. An avalanche of information that we receive may be difficult to sail through. Which information is true, and where an author distorts a picture of the real world? Well, Slovak developed a tool to help us, a chatbot. Tomáš Kryšák from Open Society Foundation and David Benedik, communication expert working for CSAME, a public relations agency, chat to me about this chatbot thing, where to find it, how it works, and why this tool is nowadays of importance. Tomáš, can you think of recent disinformation or fake news that has struck you?
There's a very popular disinformation which continues to be popular year after year, and that is that cancer can be cured by vitamin B, which is a complete nonsense, but Slovaks tend to believe that, and they share that by thousands. So this lie or this conspiracy is being repeated, and it's quite popular.
Disinformation, that was the reason why you decided to come up with this chatbot, right?
Yeah, because disinformation can mislead people who, for instance, need some particular information. In this particular case, they are looking for a cure for cancer. And if they follow a misleading message, you know, they can really harm their health, or this can have a very tragic consequences.
Okay, so before we go into detail, can we just very briefly explain what chatbot is?
Chatbot is basically a first Facebook Messenger bot that helps you spot and educate yourself about disinformation.
Mm-hmm. So before recording the podcast, you'd mentioned three modes. Can you also, David, tell me more about this?
Yeah, so chatbot has three modes. First of all, it's the messenger, the bot side of it that helps you to navigate yourself through a series of questions where it asks you about the author, whether it spreads hatred, and etc., etc. This is aimed to educate the user about disinformation. Very important thing to say is that chatbot never tells you whether the thing is true or not. It only gives you a guide to decide for yourself. The second mode is called broadcast, which gives us a possibility of sending a message through the open conversations on Facebook, which we have. Currently, we have 11,000 open conversation, and that helps us to prevent a situation where something is going viral, some hoax or some conspiracy, and we aim to let people know before they see the conspiracy, because it's proven that people tend to believe what they see first, not what is true. Mm-hmm. And the third part is the cyborg, we call it the cyborg mode, where we can control the chatbot and enter and engage into conversations under posts on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to call chatbot chatbot? Because it's a bit confusing, I would say. And also, chatbot and checkbot and jackpot, like, all the words sound really similar, but the only thing people can actually win, that's basically learn the truth.
I mean, that's what...
Did you have any other names up your sleeves?
I don't think so. It's what the chatbot does. It checks for dubious information, so it was natural to name it checkbot, because it checks for stuff.
Okay. I assume that it's a boy, not a girl.
It's a boy. To be honest, we haven't thought about it before launching the project that much. It came up as a question a couple of times ever since it was started, but from the perspective of Slovak language, it would be more difficult to use the girl version, because Czech botica or something, it would just be really weird, because bot as itself, it's a male gender.
Okay, so we said that chatbot uncovers disinformation. Let's move on and put this chatbot into practice. Earlier this week, I opened the Facebook chat window with chatbot, and the first thing I saw was this text, and I'm going to quote, "Hi, I'm here to help you separate the wheat from the chaff. Send me a link that seems to be misleading, and I will help you discover if it is true or rubbish." So I sent a link, and it was an article about the launch of chatbot that was published by Hlavné správy, and it was called "Further Suppression of Freedom of Speech. US Embassy, Soros Foundation, ESET, and Telecom fund a project that uncovers alleged misinformation on the internet." So my question is, what can chatbot tell me about this article?
So the first thing the chatbot does, it's going to scan the source, so the link and the origin of the article. It's going to tell you whether it's listed on the database of conspiratory.sk.
Mm-hmm. I've read that it's got like 162 disinformation pages right now.
Yeah, it might be more now. It's evolving through the time.
All right.
If the link originates from Facebook, it's going to check another database called Blobets Online. That's the first thing. If it is listed, it's going to tell you just to be careful. It's going to scan the or check the image that's in the article and use Google mm-hmm. Image Search to see if it was used in another context. And it also has the ability to scan the article, I mean, word by word, and words that are commonly used by disinformation websites.
And can Checkbot also uncover misinformation published by the tabloid papers, or is it just disinformation media? So if I insert the link from, let's say, Novy Chas, would it help me find some misinformation, if there was any, in the article?
It's going to tell you that... For example, Novy Chas is not listed. It would tell you that it's a good news. This article does not come from a website that's on the list of conspirators, but it's going to go through all of the other steps just the same way. If there are suspicious words, it's going to mark them.
Okay, so that's the part where I do not have to do anything. Basically, Checkbot does it for me. But then I can decide if I want to learn more about disinformation and misinformation and fake news. And then it asked me four different questions. So can we just go briefly through those questions?
Basically, he asks you whether you know the author of the article and whether that author should be trusted. And you can check that easily because every piece of information on the internet and every article should be signed by an author. And then
This one was.
And then you can basically check what was being published by this person in past and whether it was true or not. Mm-hmm. And then you can see for yourself whether you should trust this person. This is not something a Checkbot can decide.
So that's the author thing. Then the second question.
And then he will ask you whether information is trying to create fear in the reader. And you can basically answer that question after reading that article. And once you feel that those things that are being presented to you are triggering fear in you, then yes, you should be careful with that kind of content.
Well, I didn't feel like the article I read that it provoked fear, but then the third question that's related to hatred, and I thought after reading the article that the hatred was really present.
And as you said, that's the third thing that Checkbot's gonna ask, whether the article is directing hate or some kind of suspicion against minority or a group of people. And in this particular case, you can see the conspiracy is directing its energy to bunch of organizations. So yeah.
Okay, and the fourth one, that is about the counterparty. So if the author gives space to one party and then the other one.
Yeah, it's a very good indication that when you are trying to cover a story, you mm-hmm. should always ask questions not only from one side, but let's say from both sides. And sometimes in a story, there's more than two sides and you should present their views. Otherwise, you are not doing something that could be called objective journalism, but you are trying to be very subjective and maybe mislead the audience. So we are also trying to promote this among readers that they should be looking for more sources of information.
That's what Checkbot does, but what I like the most is the ending, and because it sent a GIF image.
It does.
And then it summed up all the problems with the article. But I want to ask if there are any mistakes with this chatbot. Or are you planning any improvement?
We always are trying to improve. It's also a matter of the budget. As for the mistakes, we've learned quite a few things since we started, but we had a good preparation phase, a couple of months where we tried and tested the chatbot with a significant amount of people.
Does it also check statuses on Facebook or just articles?
It can look at content that comes from Facebook pages mm-hmm. Because it's synchronized with the Blobets Online database. But it cannot really go and read statuses on Facebook. That would need...
See, that's another improvement you can work on.
We are currently working on stuff that... For example, we are launching Checkbot or adaptation of Checkbot in Lithuania with a partner.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be in English?
That's going to be actually in Lithuanian and okay. Russian, since they have a big Russian influence.
And Checkbot, it's basically a Facebook tool. But on Facebook, you can find young people and middle-aged people. But how about old people? How should we convince our grandparents that what they read does not have to be necessarily true?
The good thing is that Checkbot is an educational tool. And once you go through the process of that education, it will just stick to you and you will be capable of reproducing that education process to anyone you know around you. So basically, if young people, for instance, start using Checkbot, they can then reintroduce that knowledge to their elderly or to, to their grandparents or their own parents, and they can start a conversation like, oh, I understand that you are reading this kind of content and you believe this stuff, but please ask this question before you start sharing them and believing in them. And I think that this might hugely improve the overall level of media literacy in Slovakia. And yeah, I think it's a very nice tool that starts the conversation about how education in this field is important and how this education can actually be passed to population and be distributed even to the elderly.
And speaking of Facebook, there are nearly 3 million Slovaks on Facebook. Checkbot's page, that's been liked, I think, by 7,000 people, more or less. So, my question is, did Checkbot hit the jackpot? Is it a success, according to you?
Based on what we have done so far, we could definitely consider it a success. As you mentioned, we have 7,000 likes, but we have 11,000 open conversations. We had more than 400,000 reach organically on Facebook in the first month.
Do you use Checkbot?
We work with it.
Well, I know, but if you, in your free time, if you come across an article, if you use it.
We already went through the process, so we are able to check for ourselves.
Thank you to Tomáš Kryšák from Open Society Foundation and David Benedik from CSAME. We talked about the chatbot, a tool created by Slovaks that helps people learn what stories are fake or misleading. If you love bringing well to the classroom, tell your friends to have a listen. You can find the podcast on Podbean and on spectator.sk. I'm Peter Lopulec. See you next time.